and it may not even be here where you're in the book of Revelation, but my own private Bible study is in, and I'll get into that, is in 2 Corinthians. And Paul said his ministry was nothing but the ministry of reconciliation, to reconcile folks, to help folks, to embrace them, to encourage them, and to uplift them. And tonight, I want you to know, as we in the book of Revelation, we won't finish this tonight, but I want to share with you the challenge that is in the scripture tonight. The time is at hand, and I believe you would agree with me tonight, the time is at hand. You see what we're going through as a nation. You see the election coming up, and man, you hear people say it don't matter who's in the White House, God's on the throne. That is true, but listen to me, who gets in the White House will make a difference. Who gets in the White House will make a difference, and as a child of God, as a born-again child of God, you've only got one way to vote. You don't have two ways. You've only got one way to vote. I've heard people say this, that, well, we're voting for the two, we're voting for the less evil one. You'll always vote for the less evil one. We're evil people. Unless Jesus Christ himself was on the ballot, the only way you'd have somebody that ain't evil or crooked or any, I mean, we have that in us, that nature. So tonight, we've only got one way to go. We've only got one candidate. We've only got one area to go to. But tonight, my heart is this, is that the challenge that's in the scripture tonight and the time is at hand. Revelation 22 tonight, I want you to know we're getting to the end of the book of Revelation tonight. You see our nation, it's in a turmoil. There's a lot going on. And I truly believe tonight that only prophecy is being fulfilled. I believe it's being fulfilled right down to what God has called it to do. Revelation 22 and verse number 10 tonight, I would ask you to stand. I promise you 15 minutes and we'll go home. I will not keep you over that tonight. They're the best of my ability. Amen, Brother Travis. Revelation, boy, I just feel the Spirit in here tonight. It ain't always like that in here. You may feel it every time. There's times I preach, I don't even feel it at all. But you got to preach in season and out of season. You can't do it when it only feels good, but tonight it's just sweet. So Revelation 22 and verse number 10, the Bible says, "And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. And I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. Thank you for the scripture. Bless your people. Thank you for the ones that showed up tonight. Thank you for the ones that couldn't. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for what you've answered tonight, Brother Lee and Sister Riley's life. We claim it tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you and we thank you. Challenge our hearts tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. John here was instructed not to seal. In verse number 10, do not seal the sayings of the prophecy of this book. In the book of Daniel, you remember what God told Daniel? He said, seal the prophecy of this book. Why? Because it was not time to be fulfilled. But when he come here with John, he said, do not seal it. Give them all of it. Give them everything I've told you. I want you to lay it out. And one thing he says in verse number 10, that truly caught my heart and caught my mind, caught my soul and caught my spirit, is the little phrase, for the time is at hand. For the time is at hand. And I want you to get this tonight. The time is at hand. Time is ticking and we're getting closer to the return of Jesus Christ. We only have one life to live. You're not going to have two lives. You've got one life to live. You've got one life to live. When you leave this life, you're still living that same life in the glory world or in hell. We got one life to live. There's only one of you. There's only one of me. And I want to live it tonight for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to live it that when my time comes and this body is laid down tonight, I want you to know tonight that I know that my home is in heaven. We only have one life to live, and we definitely need to heed the time at hand. I see tonight in verse number 10, the challenge that is in the Scripture tonight. He said the time is at hand. You say, preacher, what does that mean? The time is at hand. You've heard that all the time. Do you know tonight Adrian Rogers said that if you take a clock and that clock has no batteries in it, it's right two times every time every day. Two times a day that clock is going to be right, even though it's wrong all the other times. He said if you take a clock that has no batteries in it, at least twice a day, that clock is going to be right. Folks, I don't want to be right just twice in my life. I want to know that I'm right and I've built my life on Jesus Christ and nothing less but Jesus and His righteousness. You say, what is the time that is at hand? That is the right moment or the correct season. Right now, as believers, we are in the right moment or we're at the correct season of our life. Can you imagine right now what we're going through as a nation? Can you imagine what we're going through as a country? Can you imagine what we're going through as parents and what we're going through as men and women of God? And we have people that say, oh, we're living in some bad times. Folks, we're probably living in the best times for a child of God. If you want to stick out, now is the time to stick out. You ought to shine like the sun. Friend, I want you to know it's dark all around us. We're in the right moment or we're in the right season in our lives. To do what, Brother BJ? To get on the right side. To let people know where we stand. And we're not wavering. We're not giving up or getting out. But we're going to stand on the Word of God. Because today and right now, the hour we live in is the right time. Amen? Tonight is the right moment or the correct season because the time is at hand. You say, what is the challenge tonight? He says in verse number 11, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. There's going to be a time that the people that are unjust, they're not going to have a moment to change. When he comes back, they're not going to have a chance to change. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. What he's saying is whatever side of the fence you're on, get on it and stand on it. Don't straddle the fence. Get on the side that you want to be on. You stick on that side. You lean on that side. You run on that side. And you anchor down on that side. Friends, tonight, can I say to you, it's important in our life to understand the challenge that is in the Scripture. We're at the right moment. He said, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. You said, preacher, is that just for the book of Revelation? I've wrote this down for you. If you'll look with me to Joshua 24 and verse number 15. All the way through the Bible, there's numerous times, and I've only pinned down two, that in the Word of God that people have been called to stand on the right side. Don't waver, don't give up, but stand on the Word of God. Joshua 24, 15, the Bible says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, if it seems evil, if it seems like a chore, if you feel like it's just overbearing to be a child of God tonight, here's what he said. He said, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. He said, there's the challenge. You choose today who you're going to serve. You know, tonight you've got a choice. The time is at hand. You've got a choice who you're going to serve. And I believe Christianity is at its all-time breaking point. You say, what does that mean? I believe we're at the point, if you're a Christian, you got to be one. Hiding in the closet, being a Christian, and just being it on Sunday night, and Wednesday, is not going to cut it no longer. I believe the time is at hand that the church stands up and be what God has called us to be. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the God of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell, but as far as me and my house. Friends, can I say to you tonight, we need some daddies to say, as far as me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. Ryder's got a little something he's liking to do here lately. And what he likes to do, Brother Kevin, is every time you get on to him, he goes, sticks his tongue out. He runs it out about that long. And his mama was handling it. He ain't in here, is he? Okay. His mama was handling it and doing a great job at it, but he wouldn't quit. And she said, BJ, you're going to have to handle that. That just don't look good. You got to get a handle on it. I said, okay, I'll get a handle on it. He run that tongue out. Right there on the arm. Why'd you do that? I got his attention. You said that's the wrong way. That's the wrong way. No, for us, me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I don't want him to come in here and go in Miss Vicky's class, him running his tongue out, and her having to get on him. That's not her job to correct her. That's not the schoolhouse's job to correct her. That's not the White House's job. That's not the church house's job. That's my job to correct that boy because he is mine. God has gave him to me. So you know what I do? Now when he says that, I'll pop him. And I'll pop him. You know what? And when he won't come to me, I'll pop him. And now all I got to do is I say, hey, if you don't come here, you're going to get it. You know what he'll do? Son, he'll let them arms down. He'll pooch that lip out that long. He'll look at his mama. He'll saw up, and he'll come walking where she is crying. But you know what? He ain't poking that tongue out, and he ain't running away no more. Friends, can I say to you tonight, in our life for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we finally got to get on the right side. I don't want my son to be one of them that's running out there and running over every teacher that he comes in contact with. You say, preacher, he's only 2-year-old. Yeah, but I've chosen my life to raise him according to the Word of God. If you wait till he gets 18-year-old, he'll be the one slapping me. He'll be the one whooping me. That's what's wrong in the world we live in right now. The time is at hand. You don't wait till they get out of hand. You handle it when they're getting out of hand. And that's what's wrong with the church. The church has done got out of hand. We want to look like the world. We want to act like the world. We want to live in the world. We want to be the world. We want to talk like the world. We want to dress like the world. We want to do everything the world does and get Christian results. You're not going to get it. If you act like the world, you look like the world, you talk like the world, and you do worldly things, you're of the world. You've never come out from among them and been you separate. Tonight, we have got it. The time is at hand, and the challenge that we have is in the Scripture. He said, those that are unjust, let them still be unjust. Those that are filthy. Preacher, you calling people filthy? I'm not. The Bible is. People that's living filthy ways, doing filthy things tonight. Friends, I want you to know there's nothing no filthy than a 2-year-old sticking their tongue out when they get in trouble. You say, well, he's just a kid. In 3 more years, he's going to be in school. Do you think them school teachers going to let him run his tongue out? No, they're not. And it's not their place. And that's what happened in the world we live in right now. We've got to start them kids, and we've got to start them at a young age. And the other day, we was going down the road on the side by side, and I thought I saw him stick his tongue out. And I said, boy, did you stick that tongue out? I said, did you stick that tongue out? I'm really a big teddy bear, but I got to put that on. You'll say it. I got to. I said, you put that tongue out? He said, Brady, stand up and show him what he was doing behind my back. The time is at hand. You said, preacher, do you got him under control? Why, Lord, no. No. But the time is at hand, Brother Jerry. The challenge. Joshua said, far as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Far as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Folks, tonight, can I say to you, we need mamas and daddies that says, as far as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to do what God's called us to do, and we're going to do it the right way. The time is at hand. Let me show you this, and I promise you I can get you out. Look at this tonight. He said this, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood or the God of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And in 1 Kings, he said, we're going to serve him. If you're going to, the challenge is in the Scripture all the way through. He said, the time is at hand. Tonight, what side are you on? He said, in Joshua, he said, we're going to serve the Lord. Joshua said, in 1 Kings 18:21, here's what Elijah said. When he went to Mount Carmel, here's what he said. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long shall ye be between two opinions? What are they doing? They're straddling the fence. They're not getting off on either side. You really don't know where they're at. You really don't know where they're staying. You really don't know what they're going to do. Can you rely on somebody like that? No. Do you like somebody that's straightforward? I do. My mama, hey, she ain't always right, but 99% of the time she's right. But 100% of the time, you ain't got to wonder what's on her mind. Okay? It may not always be right, but you ain't never got to wonder what's on her mind. If it's on her mind, it's coming out of her mouth. And she's going to let you know. And here's what he said. Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long? He said, how long are we going to do this? How long are we going to keep on doing this as a church? To let people know, wait, we're just not going to let every wind of doctrine come through them doors. How long are we going to stand and say, we're going to serve God? And Elijah come to all the people and said, how long shall you be between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. He said, if the Lord be God, follow him. Just follow him. The time is at hand. If the Lord be God, just follow him. You know how easy it is to follow God? It's easy when you got your eyes on Him. It's hard when you got your eyes on the world. It's hard when you got your eyes on false prophets, false people. It's hard. It's hard when you're looking at how everybody else living their Christian life. I'm not supposed to look at your Christian life. You ain't supposed to look at mine. I'm supposed to look at Christ. If I get my eyes on the crowd, I get discouraged. If I get my eyes on the cross, I get encouraged. Amen. Tonight he said, and Elijah came unto all the people. He said, the time is at hand. He said, how long are we going to be between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, he said, if Baal, this God that you're calling on, if he be God, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. All throughout Scripture, and I'm going to close here. I know, man, we've had a great night. I feel my spirit. All throughout Scripture, people have been challenged to choose which side they're on. A person can't. You can't. Listen to me now as your pastor. I know can't's not a good word, but you can't. I know it's not appropriate always, but can't. You cannot straddle the fence. You cannot. A person can't straddle the fence. If he's unjust, it'll come out eventually. If he's filthy, the dog's going to return to his vomit. That's what they do. You ever seen a dog get sick and get over there and eating grass, Brother Joey Barnes? He get over eating grass. What he'll do, won't be long, he'll throw it up. And you know what he'll do? My wife, she can clean our dog up, give him a bath, her and Kaylee, do everything in the world, but you can't keep that dog from eating his own vomit. He'll spit that vomit back up, and what made him sick, he'll be right back in there eating it up again. What he just throwed up, and the Bible says that they'll return to the vomit. The sow will return to the mire. Folks, tonight, God's never called you a dog. He's never called me a dog. He's never called me a sow. He's never called you a sow. I'm a sheep. You'll know. There's no need of straddling the fence. The time is at hand. The time is at hand. And tonight, if I can encourage you with anything, just be what you're supposed to be. Revelation's fixing to come to an end. I see the challenge that's in the Scripture. Just be what you're supposed to be. The challenge is in the Scripture. He said, if they're unjust, let them be unjust. If they're filthy, let them be filthy. If they're righteous, let them be righteous. If they're holy, let them be holy. There's nothing worse in a person's life than trying to be holy when they're not holy. And there's nothing worse trying to live righteous when you're not righteous. Before I got born again, man, I had an awfulest mouth. I mean, cuss. And I thought that's what you're supposed to do when you talk to somebody. You're supposed to cuss. Not cuss them, you just cuss. That's what you did. And you let a Christian walk by, man, you try to hush that up and keep that filthy mouth away. It was the hardest thing in the world. You'd let one slip and you'd feel. Now that you're born again, washing the blood, and he's took that old mouth away from you and gave you a new mouth, a new tongue, a new voice, you don't even worry about them words. You don't even worry about them things. Why? Because you ain't straddling the fence. You know what side you're on. The challenge is in the Scripture. You're going to see, you can look on your paper, the coming of Christ. He's coming. He's coming. And tonight I want to ask you a question, and this is what I want to leave you with tonight. Make sure that people don't see you straddling the fence and whatever you do. Just get on that, whichever side you want to get on and just go with it. Tonight, if you're a Christian and you've been trying to live both ways, get on the side with Christianity, get on the side with God, get on the side with Jesus, get on the side with the Holy Ghost and just jump all in. Just get in. Just get in it. It'll do you good. The time's at hand. Can't straddle the fence any longer. The time is at hand. Let's pray. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you for this night, Lord God, that you've given us. The time is at hand, and I know that. Lord, I see it in my own life. Lord, I pray you bless everyone in this room real good. The challenge that's in the Scripture, today we're going to serve the Lord. As far as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We don't have two opinions no more. Lord, we have one opinion. We have one thought. We have one thing, and that's you. And Lord, we know that. Lord, tonight I pray for the ones that are hurting, the ones that are sick, and the ones that need a touch. Lord, I pray you touch them real good. Be with our teachers that's been in class tonight. Be with our daddies and our mamas that are got everything going on in, under the sun. Lord, help them. Touch them. Brother Lee and Sister Riley, meet that need. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Ask you to bless us tonight. Lord, you know why we only got to one point tonight. You know. That one that's sitting here that's straddling the fence. Lord, I pray they get on the right side so they won't be left behind. I love you and I Praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Love on